This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Number here momentarily where you can join us on this snowy day. Well, what are they calling this thing? Bombogenesis, bomb cyclone, snowmageddon, something.
Yeah, it's a bomb of a snowstorm, and I don't know. I know that we got a, you know, close to a foot, it looks like. So I'm sure back up at the house. I haven't been to the house all day.
The AccuWeather this morning was saying 3 to 6 inches, and I know I shoveled a lot more than 6 inches of stuff.
Oh, you see, Daryl, you know, being somewhat of a, I'm still the emergency management director in my town, so I get the official government word on what the snow is going to be from the National Weather Service, a special release for people who do my job, and so it's always the most accurate 3 to 6.
Well, as the federal official on Free Talk Live, I'm sure you got the memo from Jeff Sessions earlier today.
No, I did not get that one, but I did see some interesting headlines.
Yes, that's because you're not a U.S. attorney. Apparently, the memo, according to the Washington Post, was sent to U.S. attorneys on Thursday by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who has decided to rescind several Obama-era directives that discouraged enforcement of federal cannabis laws in states that had legalized the substance. In the memo, Sessions noted that federal law prohibits the possession and sale of cannabis, and he undid several previous Obama administration memos that advised against bringing cannabis prosecutions in states where it was legal for recreational or medical purposes. Sessions said prosecutors should use their own discretion, taking into consideration the department's limited resources, the seriousness of the crime, and the deterrent effect that they could impose in weighing whether charges were appropriate. So, well, what are your thoughts here? So, he's saying, remember, attorneys, it's against the law at the federal level, but use your discretion.
Yeah.
So, are we a nation of, and this is something that I hear a lot, and I'm fairly certain you do as well, we're a nation of laws.
Yes.
We're a nation, you have to follow the law. We are a nation of laws.
Laws, not men, yes.
But yet, if they're urged to use their discretion, which is it? Are we a nation of laws, or are we a nation where prosecutors get to use discretion?
Right. And I think when we come up against laws that any administration says, well, we really need to use our discretion as to whether or not to, then you don't need the law.
Right.
Then that one just needs to go away, because if it's not important enough to be enforced in every single action, if there's, you know, no common sense thought that you would not enforce it, like it's not okay to kill people,
right,
that one you're going to enforce every single time.
Right.
But if it's something like this, then the easiest way to remove the confusion is just to remove the law.
Right, which means get rid of the federal schedule of narcotics.
That's a good step.
The statement here, again, this...
Oh, I thought we were going to continue and play what else can we kill in the federal government. That's okay.
The federal government.
Okay. Well, you could whittle away at it.
Which part of the federal government would you abolish first? The entire thing?
Yeah, there you go.
Next question. The statement, this, again, story from the Washington Post says, Sessions said in the statement, quote, "It is the mission of the Department of Justice to enforce laws of the United States, and the previous issuance of guidance undermines the rule of law and the ability of our local, state, tribal, and federal law enforcement partners to carry out this mission. Therefore, today's memo on federal marijuana enforcement simply directs all U.S. attorneys to use previously established prosecutorial principles that provide them all the necessary tools that disrupt criminal organizations, tackle the growing drug crisis, and thwart violent crime across the country. The move, first reported by the Associated Press, potentially paves the way for the federal government to crack down on the burgeoning cannabis industry, though the precise impact remains to be seen. It also might spark something of a federalist crisis, and it drew some resistance even from members of Sessions' own party. Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado said on Twitter, "The move directly contradicts what Attorney General Sessions told me prior to his confirmation," and he threatened to impede the nomination of the DOJ leader in response. Now, one thing that's interesting, and I'm no longer reading from the article here for a moment, is that California, just 4 days ago, became, what was it, the sixth state to open up with legal recreational sales?
I haven't kept count, but
which
sounds about
that
right.
Now approximately one in every five Americans lives in a state where they can go, as long as they're over the age of 21, they can go purchase cannabis from a recreational shop somewhere in their state.
Right.
Might not be right down the road, but somewhere in the state where they live. And then that's not even counting all the people that live, say, oh, I don't know, within an hour's drive of the state border of one of the states that has, you know, taxed and regulated cannabis.
And I'd imagine that there may be some, maybe a large number of border towns that might have dispensaries or things like that, too.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, if one in five live in a state with taxed and regulated recreational cannabis, how many people live within, say, an hour?
Oh, yeah. Yep, a huge percentage. Actually, God, does Massachusetts have it now? No.
They are supposed to wind up rolling out the taxed and regulated beginning, I believe, July.
Gotcha.
I think same thing for Maine.
Yeah. So, yeah, even us. I mean, we may be an hour, well, definitely for Massachusetts when they get their
activated. We're half hour from the nearest town in Mass.
Yep, and a couple hours from Maine and stuff like that. Vermont's motion, I think, made it through their House today, I heard.
Okay. I had not kept up with Vermont. I know that here in New Hampshire, where we are, the state legislature was supposed to have voted on something yesterday, wound up by special order placing it as the second item on the list for a session day next week.
Gotcha.
And
I want
it's going to be interesting to see if this new directive from Sessions affects the way the legislature votes next week.
Exactly. So I just got to say this because we probably have some new listeners tuning in. I don't smoke pot. I can't remember the last time I did. I know I did when I was younger, and you know, pretty much everybody did when they were younger. But hell, I'm in my 50s. It's not about just whether or not I can go smoke a joint, because if it were legal in this state tomorrow, I still wouldn't do it tomorrow. It's just not something I think I enjoy anymore.
What about edibles, though?
Because
you can consume cannabis without lighting something on fire.
I get it. I've consumed cannabis before. I've consumed brownies, I don't know. I just don't have a yearning to do these types of products. But that's not the point. The point is the government, the federal government, absolutely has no constitutional standing to come out and say that we can enact prohibition on the people of the United States on this particular plant. And if you want a little bit of history in this, look at what we had to do when we decided to prohibit alcohol. They literally had to amend the Constitution.
Oh, yeah, there's this thing called a constitutional amendment.
They had to amend the Constitution. So to attack drugs, which there's all sorts of reasons why they might have wanted to do that, and some of those are political.
Hippies.
But
jazz musicians.
Exactly. But that's the whole thing. They've basically ginned up this big boogeyman to scare everyone, and now as more studies come out, we're finding more and more great uses for medical marijuana and for cannabis and some of the other products of it, and It's really changing lives. The point is, you shouldn't be denied use of a plant that grows naturally.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on this Trump administration proposal thing?
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And cryptocurrencies are hot right now, but crypto is where it is because it's good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarist who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money and messaging that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. So we're talking about the memo from earlier today sent by Attorney General Jeff Sessions to U.S. attorneys across the country telling them to pay no attention to the Cole memo that was sent out in 2013 under President Barack Obama. There's a new sheriff in town, and I'm that sheriff, and you have to enforce this law all the time, except for when you decide you don't have to enforce it.
Right.
Use your own discretion, but this is the law, and you have to follow the law, except for when you decide you don't have to follow the law.
And please don't follow the law. That's all I'm asking. If a bad federal law is just not enforced, you're doing everybody in the country a service. That's a good thing. So prosecutors that are too busy to waste your time chasing down people for smoking a frickin' joint compared to people that are out there, murders and rapes. How many untested rape kits are there in the United States? We've covered this a couple times.
I don't know if they actually have a number.
It's we've heard reports of like hundreds and thousands of rape test kits that are known of that are just in queue, which means that there's a violent crime that is going unsolved.
Correct.
You have prosecutors and cops running around looking for some frickin' high school kid who's got a pipe in his car. It's insanity. So please, just don't. Listen to Mr. Sessions and use your discretion, which I hope is common sense.
See, what would have made more sense was to just not release a new memo and leave the Cole memo in place. The Cole memo was issued by then Deputy Attorney General James Cole in 2013 after Colorado and Washington had decided to tax and regulate cannabis. The memo said that federal prosecutors were not going to go after cannabis in states where it was legal unless the prosecutor, or rather the prosecution, was related to other bigger federal interests, such as crimes affecting children, organized crime, interstate transport, federal property, or money laundering. Getting back into the article from the Washington Post, again, there are even some Republicans that aren't happy with this, with Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado posting on Twitter that this new memo from Sessions directly contradicts what Sessions said prior to his confirmation. Gardner continues saying, with no prior notice to Congress, the DOJ has trampled on the will of the voters in Colorado and other states. I'm prepared to take all steps necessary, including holding DOJ nominees until the Attorney General lives up to the commitment he made to me prior to his confirmation. Gardner said that while he personally opposes cannabis legalization, his state voted otherwise, saying, quote, I talked to Jeff Sessions, and we're going to have a conversation next week. Let's just say there was no reconciliation of differences. Cannabis has been illegal under federal law, though the advice against bringing such cases in states that approve its use and sell had created an uneasy moratorium between state and federal authorities. Local leaders had long criticized Sessions' stance on cannabis, and even President Trump had stated on the campaign trail in 2016 that he believed the matter should be left up to the states.
There you go. That's a start. That the whole thing just needs to get off of a federal drug schedule. It needs to be treated like a plant, not the way it's treated right now, which is as addictive as and with no redeeming qualities, including medical reasons, as much as heroin.
Right. And
even though
there are, I believe, four patients still on a federal program for receiving medical cannabis every month. 42 states to some degree have some level of what's referred to as therapeutic cannabis, meaning that either you can get a card saying, I am a patient, a doctor has prescribed this, or you can make what's called an affirmative defense.
Right.
To where in some states, if you are found in possession of small amounts of cannabis, you can then at trial say, I am using this to treat fill-in-the-blank symptom, and then it's up to the judge or the jury whether to believe that or not, but it is an allowed defense.
Yeah.
The article from the Washington Post continues, and of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. Eight states and the District of Criminals have laws allowing for personal cannabis consumption, according to Normal, a group which advocates legalization and tracks cannabis-related legislation, and many more states permit the use of medical cannabis. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson said in a statement he was disappointed and troubled by the decision of Jeff Sessions. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin, who helped craft the department's previous policy when she was a U.S. attorney, said, reversing course now is a misguided legal overreach and an attack on Seattle, the state of Washington, and a majority of states where the voters have made their voices heard loud and clear. In a briefing with reporters, a senior DOJ official said it was unclear whether the new directive will or won't lead to more prosecutions, because that will be up to individual U.S. attorneys across the country.
Unreal.
Let me basically stupefy what this idiot just said.
You're going to do that with that. To have at it, Daryl. Feel free.
We issued a directive, and we don't really know what the blue hell is going to happen because, well, we're telling people, you know, use your own brain, and we're telling them that they have to enforce these things, but we don't know if they're actually going to follow the guidance that we issued. So, yeah, maybe people will wind up being prosecuted. Maybe they won't. We don't really know. And I'm not going to make a prediction because, well, I don't live in the heads of all of the U.S. attorneys.
Okay, fair enough. That sounds like he actually knows something right now. He recognizes that.
Right, but it would be akin to, you know, passing a law and then, you know, some member of Congress, well, we don't know if anybody's actually going to wind up enforcing the law that we passed, that we told them that they have to.
Right.
Because, you know, discretion and whatnot.
And police officers have discretion in a lot of things, too. It's not just prosecutors.
Right, but again, either we're a nation of laws, which is what the, you know, right-leaning conservatives love to say.
And
nation of laws.
The left loves to say that, too.
Or are we a nation where prosecutors and cops wind up having discretion and can do whatever they want to? Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, you know, you can listen to us in multiple ways. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. There you'll find a list of all of our radio affiliates, over 165 of them. Plus, you'll find streams where you can listen online. You can watch the webcam if you want to. And I think there's a chat room connected to at least one of the things
on YouTube. You can chat on YouTube, and I've chatted there before, and then also on the Free Talk Live feed, there's a chat room there.
Yeah, I thought there might have been a chat room on the website, but yeah, just check all of that out. listen.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the memo from Jeff Sessions that resends a memo from former Deputy Attorney General James Cole from 2013, the thing being referred to as the Cole memo, said that federal attorneys would not wind up enforcing federal cannabis laws in states where cannabis had been legalized for either recreational or medical purposes. Now, the last time I looked at the federal budget, they still authorized spending $0 to enforce federal cannabis laws in states that had either legalized recreational or therapeutic cannabis.
That's interesting.
But Attorney General Jeff Sessions has said, yeah, pay no attention to that memo. That memo is rescinded. Attorneys, go ahead and enforce the laws, but use discretion about whether or not it's a good thing to enforce the law in this specific case or not. And a senior DOJ official who was not identified by the Washington Post said that he doesn't really know if it will or will not lead to more prosecutions because, well, it's up to all of the U.S. attorneys. He also said that the previous guidance, quote, created a safe harbor for the marijuana industry to operate in these states, and that was inconsistent with federal law. Now, we will get to the phones here in just a second. The article does mention there are 93 U.S. attorneys across the country, and, well, only 46 of those spots are currently filled under the Trump administration. That's because, you know, when a new president comes in, they wind up asking all of the previous attorneys to wind up resigning.
Some presidents.
It's been a standard operating procedure the last several administrations to
wipe the slate clean.
Yes. Ask all. Wow. Generally, I think Bush and Obama both wound up asking them to resign once their replacement had been confirmed. But there's always, you know, we want our new people in. But there have been a couple of presidents over the last several that just wound up saying, nope, all of you leave today, and I'm putting my own people in, and they get in when they get in. 46 of those 93 positions currently filled. 58 people have been nominated. Sessions placed 17 more people into interim positions recently in Nevada, Colorado, and Washington, all states where cannabis is legal. Now, let's go to the phones, because I had asked the question, are we a nation of laws, or are we a country where police and prosecutors have discretion and can do whatever they want? We've got David calling in from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, yeah, I was kind of stumped by when you were talking about this just a few minutes ago. You were talking about that both liberals, or I guess you phrased it more like old conservative government and liberal governments want laws. Well, it's because laws are here to protect us from basically pirates. You know, if you abolish all laws, then piracy, mass murder, mayhem, looting, con artists, you know, any number of different problems can happen. Piracy becomes legal if you get rid of all laws.
If I decide to remove marijuana from the drug schedule, do away with the drug schedule, and say this is just a plant, it has no reason to be regulated in any way whatsoever, as Daryl would say, no more than tomatoes, that causes piracy?
Well, no, you don't want to use that argument with what I just talked about. Because
your argument is versus complete anarchism, the abolishment of
no,
a state?
No, the reason why it doesn't apply,
okay,
you know, man comes up with artificial things, right? But if you take a plant that's been here since, you know, the planet was around, like hemp,
sure,
and you look at it as a plant that's been used since civilization has existed, you know, 5,000-6,000 years.
Yep.
You know, they were making paper. They, you know, they made
medicines,
cattle silage.
Yep.
Yeah,
all kinds of things.
Any number of different things were made with hemp. Rope, you know, just alone, cavemen were making rope out of hemp. So if you talk about a law that was created 50 something years ago, well, more like 70 years ago, you know, that's not. That's like defying the laws of gravity. You know, making a law that defies the laws of gravity. And when you look at the way that hemp was outlawed, it was outlawed by the famous dirty publisher, William Randolph Hearst.
And he had a hand in it, yep.
Yeah, and if you know about Hearst, he helped create the Spanish-American War. And when he did it, he was rewarded by giving vast forests in the Philippines, in Mexico, and all of the lands that the Spanish-American War, you know, freed, so to speak. He was happy to take land grants for his part in stirring up the war.
Right.
And so
he was the, for people that don't know, he was pretty much the propaganda arm of that early progressive era.
Isn't he the guy that they came up with the term yellow journalism to basically describe?
Yeah, they made it about him because he was, and this kind of explains it as him. You know, right. hemp paper, you know, if you know, the Constitution is written on hemp paper. Hemp paper has low acid in it, and it'll last for hundreds of years. Low acid paper doesn't deteriorate, but high acid paper made out of trees does deteriorate. Now, what the problem was Hearst was stuck with huge forests, and he didn't know what to do with it. So he figured out that if he outlawed hemp, he'd be able to create a paper need, you know, newspapers. He'd be able to basically get his own, subscribers to pay for cutting down his forests.
And that's interesting.
So he outlawed it, and he helped create a high acid paper.
Well, to be clear, Hearst didn't outlaw because Hearst wasn't in government. What Hearst did do is acted as the propaganda arm. He had the ear of politicians. Politicians needed him and his millions of dollars at the time. And, you know, he was one of the wealthiest people in the world. He owned newspapers across the country, which made him extremely influential. So
it's really a good on his paper. Yeah.
Right, a good one of those things of crony capitalism in action where, you know, he wasn't so much interested in just give me the cash or let me do this, but make sure you protect my industries, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's corrupt in so many different ways. It's pitiful when you imagine. And there are, you know, when you look at, I don't think I've talked to both of you all in the same series of conversations, but I come from a family. I'm related to one of the signers of the Declaration, John Hart from New Jersey. And we were always raised to understand that the British never stopped attacking us. In 1777, they were back to their crap. And if you look at Alexander Hamilton, you know, when he ran the first Bank of the United States, which was like the Federal Reserve, he was borrowing money from the British.
Yep.
Now, why would we have just whipped their asses and all of a sudden we're borrowing money from them?
Because central banks make people rich and
David,
powerful.
Thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Are we a nation of laws or not?
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condensed oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we're talking about the Jeff Sessions memo that rescinded an Obama-era memo about how federal prosecutors should wind up dealing with cannabis in states where it is legal, either for recreational or medicinal purposes. Plus, coming up, an interesting story out of Venezuela that we might get into. But speaking of Venezuela, a headline from news.bitcoin.com is that the Venezuelan government has published a decree outlining the operation of their national cryptocurrency called the Petro. They're looking for people to mine said currency while also claiming that they already have like 860,000 people lined up to mine the Petro. Now, I wonder how many of those people are outside of Venezuela saying they want to mine the Petro, or if this is just a bunch of people that the Venezuelan government has told, you are now going to mine the Petro.
Congratulations, you're now a miner. Do they have electricity? That's the first thing I thought of when I heard about this whole crypto thing.
Yeah, they kind of, but not really. It's not consistent.
Well, for those of you new to the concept of mining cryptocurrencies, electricity is number one ingredient. You can't really do it without it. Technically, you can do mining on paper. It is solving mathematical problems. It will take you years or decades to mine.
Okay, but
still, you can transact.
If I sit there and I figure out the math problem, I can't just, like, raise my hand and say, teacher, I've got the answer here.
Right.
It's got to somehow get
translated. It will be a solved.
Translated
it will be solved. It can be proven to be solved. It is math. That is what cryptocurrency is. It's all about the numbers.
Right, but it also requires computers that are connected to other computers that can verify that math.
Or time. You can use tools to do it very quickly, or as quickly as you possibly can. But when it comes right down to it,
if you jot down an answer on a piece of paper, you're not going to be able to just shove that piece of paper into the Bitcoin node, or the Petro node, or the Dash node.
I understand what you're saying. Please understand what I'm saying. Anything that a computer can do, you can do on paper when we're talking about math. And in the case of cryptocurrencies, if you've got one half of a solution and you've computed it using the formulas that are involved to reveal the other answer, which will take a computer, you know, a lot of cycles, but you will get to a point where you can prove that that answer is correct. You can just like,
but that's not going to give me Bitcoin if I write the answer down on a piece of paper.
Sure it is, because you and the other miners that are now working on paper can mark that entry and mark that block as completed and continue on with your paper ledger of Bitcoin, for example. Yes, absolutely can be done.
Now, you can keep a paper ledger, but you can't do mining on paper. I think we're going to have to agree to disagree.
Well, that was
on the definition
of
words,
not the topic
here
at all, but I'm telling you.
So, yeah, news.bitcoin.com, where you can find out all about the national cryptocurrency of Venezuela and so many other crypto-related things, such as fantasy football giant FanDuel launching something they call the Bitcoin Bowl contest that I might have to wind up taking a look at here in just a little bit. So jumping back into the story from the Washington Post, and there's just a little bit more here, where, again, Attorney General Jeff Sessions wound up rescinding what was called the Cole Memo from 2013, saying that the federal government would not interfere in states where cannabis was legal for either medicinal or recreational purposes. Cannabis entrepreneurs, this again from the Washington Post, they say cannabis entrepreneurs in the Mountain West and the West Coast said they were left with even more uncertainty after waking up to the news that Sessions was changing the state of play. Krista Whitley, founder and CEO of Las Vegas-based Altitude Products, says, "My phone blew up instantly. Everyone was calling and texting and asking for guidance. I think it certainly makes everyone insecure and adds a layer of confusion to an already complex landscape. What we're looking for in this industry is some level of confidence in where the future lies and some level of security."
Well, in every industry, if you have to deal with the government, you want to know what the ground rules are.
Right.
That's what people want. And even in...
And we rule talked about, one is that they can change the rules whenever they want to.
Right, but still, people in this country and business people and industries still seem to think that they can, you know, if we can just get this regulation nailed down exactly right, then
right, because we're a nation of laws.
We're a nation of laws, and it'll make everything fair to everybody, or it will favor me and how I do business particularly well. That's how most laws become enacted. But it just never works that way. You've got a changing cast of characters who have their own whims, and, you know, this is the point where these people shouldn't be complaining that they don't know what the future state is. They should be asking themselves, does this system really work? Because from administration to administration, all the rules can change. From Congress to Congress,
right,
rules can change.
Andrew Friedman, former director of marijuana coordination for the Colorado governor, who at the time was known as the marijuana czar, said he wasn't surprised by the news from Washington because, quote, Sessions always wanted to create chaos in the industry. There's more to the article. It will be posted on the Facebooks and the Twitters. But let's go to the phones where we've got Dave calling in. It says here from Virginia. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, to answer your question, are we a nation of laws? Yes, we are a nation of laws, but sometimes the federal government oversteps their bounds. And in the marijuana issue, according to my constitution that I read, the federal government has no right, according to Article 1, Section 8, to talk about anything, make any drug laws.
I agree.
The real question I called to ask, in November, the New Hampshire Senate passed a bill for school choice, and that would give the average person from, a parent from New Hampshire about $3,000 for the school of their choice. I cannot find any information if it made it to made it out of the House or the governor's.
I believe you're talking about Senate Bill 193 that did wind up, what was it, 2 days ago, I think, passing through the state House. But then the bill has to be sent over to the Finance Committee for something. So there's still a couple more procedural votes before. And if it comes out of the House different than it came out of the Senate, it will go back to the Senate for the Senate to then wind up saying, we agree with these changes or we don't agree. And if they don't agree, then it goes to something called a Committee of Conference. So there are still some procedural things that need to happen before it can go to the governor.
Yeah, overall... God, I wish I had a couple friends of mine who are really well versed in this particular bill. You know, they seem to be happy that the progress is being made. It seems to be chugging its way forward. It, you know, there's been the word that the governor will pass this if it makes it to his desk. We'll have to find out.
Right, that's why I said there's just, you know, a couple of procedural things that need to happen before it can actually get to the governor.
Right, but the downside of this, well, and the opposition to what I feel is pretty much a common sense thing, let the money sort of follow the student, which makes sense to me. If you want to homeschool, fine. If you want to send your kid to a private school, here's some monies that are going that way. The whole thing is being painted in every school district as this is going to devastate public schools and they will no longer have money to operate and your schools are going to close and your kids are going to run around like bumbling idiots because they never got an education.
You know, from a philosophical libertarian standpoint, you know, I can't say that I support this as a step towards ending the school system because it still has some centralized authority collecting the money before redistributing.
Of course.
But from a parent rights of being able to, you know, get some of their tax money back to educate their kids,
have a little more say.
I see it as a good thing, but I don't see it as a step towards ending the government control of the school system. Dave, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, what's going on in Venezuela? We'll tell you. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.